It's alien time.
We're just gonna do this show and just do sound effects the whole time.
Yeah, this is the sound effect. This is the sound
effect
show.
Yeah, it's a sound effect show. What's the dude from Police Academy? What was his name?
The character or the person?
The person.
Michael Winslow.
There it is, Michael Winslow. That he wasn't a human. He was up on that screen on Men in Black, I think.
Along with Michael Jackson and Al Roker. Al Roker, yeah. Of all people.
Al Roker. Well, hey, yeah, that was random. That was...
Shannon, can
they probably... What?
Oh, Shannon, can I message you about something? Of course. You can always message me.
Yeah.
You guys...
Do it in the public chat. Why not?
You guys can always feel free to message me if you ever have any, you know, if you need to talk about something. I'm being serious. If you guys ever need to talk about something, you need to vent if life's going rough and you don't have anyone to talk to, absolutely hit me up. Mental health is extremely important. I won't say this on the show because, you know.
Before you continue, might I say it might be, but that's kind. That's nice. But there are also professionals out there that's worth mentioning. Yeah,
you definitely want to talk to a professional. But like, if it's that bad, don't come to me.
Yeah.
Go to a professional.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No, best not to be blind in a world of blind and ask the blind man to guide you.
I can give you hints because I've been there, but I cannot lead you to the promised land. We didn't do a show last night partially because I had a severe mental break yesterday, very bad, and I did not want to do a show. I just kind of sat in my... Actually, I hung out with Lindsay. Lindsay and I hung out, and, you know, of course, because Lindsay's a doll. And then I called my friend Lauren, she was in the Mortal Kombat show, and Lauren and I were going to get together and drink. And I don't drink, but we were going to get together and drink because she's got some stuff going on. I had some stuff going on, and I ended up getting a phone call before I had a chance to do that. So after the phone call, I called Lauren, and I knew she wasn't coming over because when she answered the phone like this. Hello. And I was like, okay, you've already been drinking. You stay your happy ass home. I'll take it from here. And we talked for a little bit and yeah, it was good. But yeah, bad.
It's yesterday, a smart bad. Move.
Yeah. Well, I'm a smart face, you know?
A smart face. That's true. You're not a cry face. Well, maybe sometimes, but not on this day.
Not on this day. All right. Let's see what,
you were a panic face.
Let's see what Michaela's got here.
That happens. Michaela got. It looks like a graph. I don't know what I'm looking at here. Is that what education got you? Is that what that graduation certificate got you? Is graphs?
Bro, she's got Shrek 1 on DVD. You better back up.
Winner
it
right
up.
There. That's winner right there. I give up.
Hi, I'm Gina.
Out. Hold up.
Hi, Gina.
You know who needs to come into the show right now?
Who is that?
Who the people need to see? Mr. Thick. Wow.
I don't like the GIF, man. I don't like that you made it a GIF. That bothers me.
And oh. Dude, it's glorious. It's utterly glorious.
Oh my God. That looks like one of those.
Everyone likes it.
You remember, Caleb, you'll know what I'm talking about, and Kaz, the old WWF, like, No Mercy game where they didn't have full motion video, so it was just two pictures that just flashed over and over again? Yeah.
Exactly. It reminds me of the video games you used to buy from Walmart. They were like little fighter games you get from the toy section. Mm. It was just a fighter that would start this way and then have an arm out. And then...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, it's going to be one of those nights, I can tell.
The flex is the blood money. We might have to do that. I have to get the song and have to, like, get the beat match, but, you know.
Michaela, I'm going to message you after the show. We'll talk more about it. This is something we're going to dive deep into. It's a deep dive.
We're deep diving.
My hair's getting longer, too. Look at this.
Look at that. Look, and mine got shorter. Look at this.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. I'm going to come out tomorrow. I'm going to have the water bottle and I'm going to pour it on my head. Triple H style. You know?
Why are you going to do that?
When I go out to the ring.
Are you going to like sniff some of it in and spit it out and have Steam.
I'm not that cool. You have to be so good of a wrestler to be able to do that. I'm not that good. I'm not good at all. Like,
you can't just create Steam just willy-nilly.
Oh, shit. What I'm afraid of is because, like, I don't know the dude that I'm wrestling. I know one of them, Ken Dang. Ken Dang's a cool guy. I like him a lot. But the other guy, Calvin Tankman, boy, I don't know him.
Yeah, Murder House is going to kill you.
Yeah, I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. And all he has to do is hit me in one wrong place accidentally, and he could actually kill me. So no joke, Caleb and Michaela and anyone else that's coming to CCW tomorrow, I really could actually die tomorrow. I could get fucked up really bad tomorrow. So let's see what happens. And I'm in that mood where it's like, fuck me, daddy. Fuck me over. Do it, daddy. Do me.
Come get me, Murder House.
You big, sexy fucking serial killer.
You know what you ought to do is, as soon as you step in the ring, just look at him square in the eyes and be like, I'm coming for you. Wow.
That's my taunt right there.
Exactly this.
Yeah, I got it. I hit him with a, and then I go, I'm so, no, you're going to get me killed. You're going to get me killed.
You even lift, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Check out these guns.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's the greatest picture ever.
I can't right now. Oh my God.
I can always, any show.
Here's where it gets scary.
Any show you invite me to, I'll do I Want to Believe, and I'm going to be like, I want to believe in thick
aliens. So I was talking to Lindsay, and I told her, I think I'm going to rejoin once I get my second COVID shot, which is on Monday. And once I am officially like fully vaccinated, I'm going to probably get my membership back at Planet Fitness, and all the extra time I have that I just sit around being anxious, I'm going to just go to the gym constantly. Like, what? I'm single for the most part, and I don't have anything else to do, so I might as well just go get jacked. And then I'm going to go ahead and put up the before picture real quick, the before gif.
Hold on.
This is already impressive. I mean, look at that. That's already impressive. But now give me a couple of months, and I'm going to do this show completely topless. You have my word. Mark your calendars.
Exactly.
Mark your calendar. What is this? Is this May? May? The Halloween special, I'm doing completely shirtless.
Actually, yes, that has to happen. You know what's funny? It's funny you bring this up. Like, this past week, I just went and got a bunch of, like, I got some new running shoes, got some new gear. Yesterday, I went and picked, like, I finally gave in and got one of these Apple Watch things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start running and try to get rid of some of this this COVID fluff.
I've been getting better progressively through the past months. I can look at myself from CCW like 2 or 3 years ago and think to myself, holy shit, I look completely different. I've shown you my driver's license before. When I was at my most Jack Blackish, I really look forward to being that guy that's like, okay, he's in his late 30s, but he looks like a fucking Adonis. You know, that's me. I wasted my youth being out of shape. I want to get in shape when I'm older, because it gets harder. It gets harder to impress people when you're older, you know?
That's because as you get older, both you and the people you're trying to impress give less fucks about it.
No, because I date, apparently I date young girls, you know, that's the joke. Not like Matt Gaetz. No, they're legal, you know?
Yeah, there's a difference there. Yeah. Matt Gaetz rapes and, you know, traffics and children.
Right.
You don't do that.
No, I date perfectly legal girls. Just my last, not my last girlfriend, but my girlfriend before that was 19 when we started dating, and I was like 33. So there's a bit of a stigma. But I think it's fine. I think it's fine. She was extremely mature. She was, I would never date a young girl in general. Like, my limit on dating is probably 27, 28. That is low as I'll go. So dating a 19-year-old was specifically because she was that good. She was that cool. I would never do that again. Ever. Ever. Ever.
No. Best to find somebody on the same, you know, at least same chapter, or at least within the same act of life.
Let's be honest. I'm just going to, I'm fated to end up with Lindsay. I'm just going to end up with Lindsay again. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. When I had my breakdown yesterday, Lindsay and I talked about this and we got in deep about it. So, what's up? You were doing this.
Well, actually, I was doing that, but to that point, at least there was somebody there for you. That goes a long way. But at the same time, I'm looking at the chat here and I'm trying to figure out what Michaela's talking about a permit test. And is that driving?
He's just probably driving, yeah. I think Michaela jumped on the bandwagon a little late when it came to the permit. Like, remember
Like Bob.
Bob? Bob was in his what, early 20s, I think, before he finally got his permit.
I think so, but he didn't fucking need it. Why he didn't need it?
He never left his house. Why would
He,
he? Why would he need
well,
it if he never left his
he
house?
did. He did, but it was usually either in the Sharrow or the Green Machine or the Betty Great the BG BGS mobile.
The BG special.
Green Sun special. Yes, or the Sharrow. Two very, very legendary vehicles that were not legendary because they were powerful or fast. They were just legendary because they were reliable.
And the legend.
Unless you had Justin in the car with you, and then reliability starts to go out the window.
Along with all the smoke. yeah.
It's not his fault. He was just very bad luck in vehicles. If you put a fish in your car, adjusted aided in your car, chances are likely you're going to have a blowout, engine failure, some form of vehicular issue.
You remember when Chad's wheel fell off his car while we were driving?
I do. Yeah.
And just
Yeah.
rolled down the hill?
The fucking thing was rolling at 40 mile an hour that way while we came to a fairly halted start that way.
With sparks flying
And the
everywhere.
bolts, remember the bolts were, it was still part of the rim was still bolted to the fucking car. It just, the outside edge of it somehow disintegrated in that moment.
And this is the same guy that put a racing muffler on a Dodge Neon. So what are you gonna do? A
Always
Dodge
knew he
Neon,
was coming.
Fast and the
You always knew he
Furious.
was coming. Hey, is that man's birthday?
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna do another thing.
I just
Last
wanted to point it out.
week, I posted the entire horse time with the pre-show and all, and I think I'm gonna do the same this week. We're just everything we've set up. We're just gonna post the whole thing. Cause it's
This
the
is the
weekend.
show.
It's the weekend, baby. Everybody get crazy.
Yeah.
Calm down. It's the weekend.
And we need to get it all out there because I'm not going to be able to join you next week.
Are
Oh.
you? Are you?
Oh. I'm not. I'm
Oh,
not. I am going to be
my bad.
rolling at 30,000 miles an hour somewhere around 500 feet above the ground.
Well, you have your phone on. You could just do the Tanner and just
From the airplane.
from the airplane. Yeah. So big announcement of I have a date on Sunday. No, that's not the big announcement. No, the big announcement, although that is a thing. She's gonna tell her friends that she's got a contractually obligated bird law meeting she has to attend. It's fair. Big announcement is that the Kazman. Kaz, what are you gonna be doing pretty soon? Where are you gonna be?
I'm going to be, well, on Monday I'll be at work.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably get something to eat later that day. And then on two, oh, sorry, wait, you're talking about here later.
Let me mess up my hair while you do
I've
this.
decided. There you go. Here you go. Flying back to the area and hopefully going to be doing a show with you live at weird green screen area. I'm not sure what that room actually looks like. I'm just used to seeing the green screen background that you have right there.
How's this?
Well, you immediately just like lost, you just went back to 16 years old.
Hey. All
You even
right.
have the peach fuzz on the lip there. Look at you. Peach fuzziest like 30 some odd year old's lip I've ever seen.
This room is amazing. You will love this room. Like this is my this is my I say it's my office. I mean, I have all my stuff in here. I've never actually given like a tour of it, but you can't see over here, but I have a giant wall of Godzilla stuff. And then of course I got my video game stuff back there. I got more video game stuff there. I got a bunch of World of Warcraft stuff over here. Kate Upton was behind me where the I Want to Believe poster is, but once my cat passed away and I no longer I wanted to put attention on my picture of my cat, so I moved the Kate Upton poster over here. But Kate still watches over me all the time, so don't you worry about it. You'll love this
Like a
room.
religious deity. It's like Catholics have crosses over doors. You just got Kate Upton.
I got Kate Upton's. Yeah, the dream girl.
I just walk by. I'm like, Kate, I love you, Kate. Just
I follow her on Instagram and Facebook, and she is the most wholesome person in the world. Like, she's got kids now, and like,
exhilarating.
It is. It's fun to watch. She's married to a baseball player named like Justin Verlander or something like that. I hate him.
Sportsball.
Tell Jane to get in the chat. I want to talk to Jane. Miss Jane.
I'm sure she's watching.
I look terrible tonight because I just came from work, and that was the busiest day of work we've ever had. So, oh.
Is it? Do you sell a lot of things?
I sold a lot of product today, and we beat all of our records. So today was insane. Caleb, you went from I listen to grunge to I listen to MCR in like 5 seconds. Hi, Jane. Hi. Oh, I love her.
I knew it. I told love her. You.
I do listen to MCR and grunge. I forgot to tell you that a month ago, my sister and I were playing Trivia Pursuit, and there was a King Kong and Godzilla question on there, and it was down to my sister and I, and then I won, and she got mad. Yeah, fuck your sister. If she doesn't know Godzilla or King Kong.
This is what happens when you watch the something with Podzilla. You're going to learn Godzilla facts. That's going to help you win
trivia
things.
Until we rename the show at some point. Tanner messaged me yesterday, and he was like, hey, are we rebranding like we said we were going to do? And I was not rebranding so much, but like we were going to pull all the episodes and do all that, which we are going to do at some point. It's a process, man.
Because it was going to happen back in March, wasn't it?
It was going to happen at the beginning of May, for the record, but I have to pull.
Oh, it was one of those M months.
I have to pull every single episode one by one. I can't mass download. So it's taking forever to do this because I can't set it up to download. I have to go in and click each episode, click the download button, and download every one of them. I cannot mass download them.
Through Podbean?
Yep. Unless you can find it. If you can find it, let me know, because that's what's taking so long.
No. This face isn't like, oh, that's wrong. No, this face is, oh, you're on a fucked up system.
Yeah, Podbean sucks. We've always said that. But they've been good to us. You know what? Podbean's been good to us. 5-6 years now, Podbean's been the home of Podzilla. And they've been good to us. They reply to my tweets.
Have they?
They promote our show on their tweets. So that's more than anyone else has ever done for me. You know?
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Libsyn's pretty good. That's what hosted Street PX for well, still.
Till you retired and then I snatched you. And I was like, Kaz, I need you.
Well, when people ask about my podcasting now, I'm like, well, you know, I do guest appearances and then consulting. That's pretty much what it's turned into.
I need to make a new banner and put you on it.
I had somebody from work be like, hey, what's your podcast? I was like, I told him about Street PX. I was like, what's the other one? I was like, you don't need to know.
my district manager from GameStop, her name is Carrie. She may be listening to this right now, actually. I saw she was online the other night and I messaged her because I always had like this gigantic crush on her. Even at GameStop. And I can say that now because I can't be fired for it.
You don't work there.
Right. So the joke we had for years was every Valentine's Day, even if I was when I was dating Lindsay, when I was dating Allie, I would always post that I wanted her to be my Valentine's. But it wasn't a joke. It was serious. Well, I saw her online the other day and I messaged her and told her about the podcast. And I guess she started listening to it now. So I don't know if I want people that to listen. Carrie.
Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Carrie.
We're listening.
Yes.
There's only two people watching on Facebook right now. At least I assume that's the case.
Probably.
I don't know.
It's usually the people that always join us on the weekends.
Four.
Oh.
Yep. Oh, doubled. Double. We increased by 100%.
Here, the shitty thing about, like, I'm half tempted to stop doing the live videos, like, in general, because I didn't realize how much of a pain in the ass this is going to be to do this show on any platform, because Facebook video pulls our videos all the time, demonetizes almost every video. Twitch would probably pull our videos completely.
Facebook. What the fuck do you expect? It's Facebook. It's the shittiest goddamn social service out there. That's why this is the closest reaction, like interaction I have with Facebook, at least since March.
Hi, Brian.
I I kicked Facebook off the curb. I'm done with them. Like,
can I say hi to Brian?
Hi, Brian.
Brian,
who's
you,
Brian?
Brian Tanner. Are you going to be there tomorrow? Watch me get my ass kicked by Calvin Tankman and Ken Dang? What'd you think of that promo, by the way, Brian and Michaela? I know Michaela liked it.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the fans, not you. Give you a second. I'll be back to you. But yes.
How you do that? I'm going to give me a refill.
I was about to go back to him. Okay, go get your refill. And, yeah, so anyway, he's good. Yeah, he's going to grab some drinks. He looks like he's in the military with that hair. Jane, are you still listening? Like, with that hat and his hair and the beard, he looks like he's a soldier, and I don't know how I feel about that. He'll be right back. That was hilarious, but my dad said it was weird. It was. I wanted to cut a really serious promo about, like, what I was going to do in the match tomorrow night, because I'm trying to really establish this character as more serious and less goofy as I have been in the past. But when I've been so busy at work and I didn't have time to put together what I wanted to put together, so I messaged Asa and I was like, hey, I know you've been gone for a while. Do you want to do this promo with me? Kind of as a reintroduction, we could bring you back into the fold. And he said, sure. And I had this idea. What if I broke into your house while you were sleeping and made you give me an interview? And I thought it was going to be completely comedic, which it was mostly comedic, but I've had a couple people message me and say that they thought it really helped with the character development of my character, because he comes across as completely, what was the word that someone used? What was it? Not crazy, but he was very like I have a loose grip on reality, which I do. Hey, soldier boy. Welcome back.
Y'all?
We do.
A loose grip on reality.
What was the word he used? Unhinged.
Reality is a flat circle. Or a touch unhinged. If you were hinged, then you'd lock appropriately.
I pop and lock.
I have no
lock.
Idea what that's supposed to mean.
I pop and lock.
You know how you pop and lock? Pop and lock. Pop
and lock. Hi, Lindsay. Lindsay, you're just in time to watch the GIF. The GIF that keeps on giving.
It does. It never stops giving.
Time is a flat circle. Oh God, don't. My brain can't take much more. I've been
Carcosa.
Doing
Carcosa.
I've been keeping up with this whole I'm so fascinated by the alien thing. Actually, we haven't talked about it. I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are, because I've talked to Tanner about it, I talked to Hunter about it, and Lindsay. Everyone that will listen. What are your thoughts about the whole alien thing that's happening?
What alien thing?
Have you not been keeping up with the news about this?
Well, I know what you're talking about, but nobody said aliens.
Well, no one's said aliens, but I posted a bunch of leaks.
Identified just means some.
Well, hold on.
Unidentified just means that somebody's got better technology than America, and that's not a surprise.
Yeah, but it's gotten to a point now with some of the videos that. All right, so really quick recap. Really quick, I have a bunch of videos on my Facebook page. You can find them. Look up Shannon Young on Facebook if you don't already have me. And they've talked to a bunch of experts from the military, scientists. And the one that really struck me was the guy who, there was a video of a UFO that they caught flying across the water with no actual system to propel itself. Like, it's just a perfect cylinder. The Tic Tac UFO, as they're calling it. And it just flies.
That's the one that, oh, dude,
what's
locked
that?
On with it, right? He was like, oh, I locked it. And he's like laughing. He's like, I got it.
That it's similar, but this one's a little bit different, because the reason this one was different was because as it's flying across the water, it stops and goes underwater. And
what you're saying is it's not an alien. It's just aquatic.
Well, here it is. Are you stuffed up? You sounded funny. I'm a little stuffed up. So one of the popular theories of aliens has always been that they're not from outer space, but they're underwater, that these are submerged people. What if it's Atlantis? Like, they were already technologically advanced. What if Atlantis kept evolving and they're just, no. Anyway, point is, when they were talking to the experts, the theory has always been it's unidentified flying objects, it's unidentified aerial phenomena, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's alien in nature, obviously, right? I mean, like you said, it could be another country. But now the experts, because these videos are coming out with this technology that is so advanced that it's impossible for humans to have it, and they're now flat out saying, we don't know what this is. And the videos that they've shown, that are so convincing. They were talking to Luis Elizondo, who headed up the program for the government for many, many years. I forget the exact name of it, but they asked him, so these videos that are coming out that he helped leak with the help of Tom DeLonge from Blink 182, of course. Thank you very much. They asked him, so are these videos...
Weird connection?
Well, Tom DeLonge...
An Aykroyd in that?
He started the To the Stars Academy. He quit Blink 182 and started To the Stars Academy, which researches of space travel and extraterrestrial life. And it's because of his efforts that a lot of this came out. I know that's weird, but it's true. Point is, they asked Luis Elizondo about...
weird.
They asked him about these videos, and they said, you know, is this some of the most compelling evidence you've ever seen? And he said, no. From what he's seen, the videos that we have out now are the least compelling videos he's ever seen. That the stuff that they haven't released yet, that he's trying to get released, that they have been so close to these crafts and seen inside of them that it's impossible to talk about. They asked him, so, you know, is this man-made? And he said, no, this is not man-made. So the government is already saying, yes, these things exist. We literally could be on the verge of extraterrestrial life becoming a thing. And you might think, oh, that sounds absolutely insane. But you know what else sounded absolutely insane was a virus that took over the entire world and shut down the planet. And 2020, we had that. 2021, we've got aliens.
I mean, like in 1918?
We probably had aliens then, too. We just didn't know any better back then.
There was a flu that did a similar thing then, too.
Was it? Yeah, but were there aliens?
Oh, okay. Okay. With all of that, okay.
By the way,
who was
welcome to Horse Time. My name is Shannon.
Yes.
That's Kaz. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right, go on.
Who are we talking to?
Oh, I just realized this is going to go up on Podbean, and there's probably a lot of people that are, you know, if this is the first time they've listened to the show, they're thinking, like, who the fuck are these guys? I just want to give that quick introduction.
So. Well, I'm sure they hit, like when they hit play, there was a title above it and maybe potentially a summary.
Depends on how lazy I'm being. Also, Caleb, I'm not showing that to the
this
world.
This is true.
That was disturbing.
This is true. But who, okay, A, well, okay, well, let's use a numbering system. One, who is they?
Who is they? Who is they? What do you mean?
You used they a lot while ago when you were talking about
it, but which,
UFOs and
as in like
that Blink 182 dude said that they haven't released this and the they have other videos that are more compelling.
So the government the government has always had a program designed to study these things in the
federal government.
Yes, in the 60s and 70s, federal. I believe it was the 60s. They had Project Blue Book. They've had multiple things studying this, but they never really gave it any credibility and they never admitted anything. You've seen all the redacted papers, you know, all that kind of stuff. Well, in the 2000s, Luis Elizondo was called upon to head up a program for the federal government to study these things that their pilots and their military were seeing. So he did for many, many years, but he grew frustrated with the lack of transparency of the United States government and the American people. They weren't telling anyone anything. So he quit the program.
While he was working with the government.
So he quit the program. He was the head of it. He quit the program. And then with the help of Tom DeLonge from Blink 182, which sounds so weird, and a couple of congressmen, including Marco Rubio, of all people, they leaked three videos originally. Three videos.
Gotta benefit him so he can get distraction away from whatever weird,
whatever dumb shit he's doing.
Child sex shit he's doing.
But they leaked three videos that were captured by, I believe, Navy personnel. And once those three videos leaked, surprisingly, the government, instead of saying no, said, yes, this is a real thing. And ever since then, there has been this fascination with, okay, so what else do you know that you're not telling people? And then in something absolutely insane, earlier this year, when they passed the COVID relief bill back in January, I believe, they tacked on an amendment that said the United States government, the CIA, the FBI, all of these things, these entities have to declassify their information on UFOs and UAPs, which is what the government officially calls them, unidentified aerial phenomena. They have to declassify these to Congress by July. So in the next month, we could potentially find out all these videos that he said were more compelling. But it's just the fact that the government is no longer hiding this. They're no longer saying these things don't exist. They are 100% saying, no, this is absolutely real, and we don't know what it is. what alarms me about that is,
betcha,
why would they do that? I can tell you why. Well, I got two theories, and tell me if this matches up. Yeah, let's see if this matches up with what you're thinking. Theory one is the one I want to believe, and it's that there is something coming. Whether it be we're going to be visited by extraterrestrials, or they're going to come out or whatever. And the government is preparing us for that. They're easing us into it by saying, yes, these things exist, and we're moving into it. Two, which I think is more likely, is the government's doing something much worse. And they're putting this out as a smokescreen to distract you over. It's the magician. You're looking over here, and while you're looking over here, they're doing something over here with this hand. And this is going to lead nowhere. This is just a giant...
That's likely exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and that's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm afraid of.
I'm gonna put most of my money in that bucket, because I don't trust fucking politicians to do anything that doesn't benefit themselves. Today is a perfect example of that.
You're talking about... We'll get to that. We'll get to that in just a second. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Whatever that is. But at the same time... Maybe it's also the fact that Earth is practically the fucking shithole of the universe, and most aliens are like, we don't want to fuck with that.
Well,
and the government just never really like released anything because all they have is Sasquatchian style video.
One of the videos that I posted, they were speaking to, I don't remember if he was a scientist or if he was high grade military personnel, but they asked him, they said, okay, because he is of the belief that some of these videos are showing crafts that are extraterrestrial in nature, because there's no way that humans could master this craft that they've done, the way they propel themselves, the energy required. Like, there's no way, we don't have the technology. So they asked him, if this is extraterrestrial, then why haven't they made contact? And his explanation was, if they're as advanced as we say they are, what would they gain by talking to us? When you go to the zoo,
why would you want to ask you don't ask ants what their opinions are? Exactly. Whenever you fucking pave over their anthill.
Exactly. So if there are extraterrestrials, I imagine if there are extraterrestrials, which I mean, most people would say, yeah, there are probably aliens. You can't have an entire solar system and just have one planet have life on it. But if they did exist, they probably see us as an oddity.
Moronic race.
We're an oddity. They're like, what? Look at the humans. Look at them sing and dance. Aren't they cute? What I'm afraid of is that if it is true, if these are real, which I want to believe they're real, imagine the first time we get, you've got a plane. Right now, all we've done is we've chased them and we've captured them on video. What happens when one of these extraterrestrial crafts gets too close to the White House, gets too close to United States airspace, and someone from our government blasts them out of the sky? That is the end of humanity, probably.
Correct your statement. There ain't going to be no blasting any. If it's something that's more technologically advanced than us, I don't see any blasting it out of the sky. I see shooting fucking pellets at it, and then it turning around and just like hand waving us away.
That's what I'm worried about it, because
that's generally what anything outside of Earth should probably do to humans.
Right.
Is just hand wave it away.
And with our obsession with like guns and our obsession with violence, I could absolutely see us trying to shoot down an alien spacecraft. And then when we fail and they see it as a declaration of war, if their spacecrafts are so technologically advanced that we can't even begin to understand how they function, what do you think their weapons look like?
So here's a funny background. Like, me and Dad's had these interesting conversations before. Dad's outlooks are a little deeper than my own, but one of the things that we always kind of consider is the whole kind of like, in some ways, the Battlestar Galactica scenario, where, you know, we've been here and we'll be there again. And when it comes to humans, I think humans have a natural tendency cycle to fail, just simply because humans are a failure race. And if you think about it, the fact that we are probably like, there's a possibility, get rid of the fact word out of there, but there's always a possibility that we have advanced to a certain point before, got to a point where we're call it the Star Trek where it's like, okay, they got warp speed technology, we can talk to them now, they're not like cavemanish. But once we do that, we just start shooting every fucking thing that rattles a bush, and then the aliens or whatever is out there goes, okay, y'all failed again, so they just
wipe us out,
nuke us or whatever the hell, just wipe us out to the point of where it just takes all of our structures down to practically nothing, and then we restart again. So saying like maybe during the ancient Egyptian age, we were at that point logically where we like the pyramids may have been like an energy source or something, where and whatever the case may have been, and aliens were like, all right, they're about there, and then we start shooting things, and then the aliens are like, all right, y'all are done, and then rinse and repeat. Think about the fact that we went from flame to computers in, what, 100 years?
Yeah, we were talking about that. If you look at...
tendency for Moore's Law, and also a tendency for violence whenever we don't understand shit, because humans are just that fucking stupid.
Yeah, we started blasting because we didn't understand what was happening. We went from horse time and buggies to computers and molecular editing, yeah, and all the shit.
They were scraping horse shit off the streets, right, because that was the residual effect of, or the energy, to now like pushing electric vehicles that we don't even fucking control.
Right. And this all happened in the span. Humans have been alive for thousands of years, you know, if not more. Millions, maybe. I don't know. According to the Bible, it's only 2,000. So I'm going to trust the Bible. So we've been alive for 2,000 years. And in those 2,000... Don't give me that look. What?
Nothing.
Point
go
is...
on. You're going with your bad self.
Humanity existed for so long, right? And the most technological advancements we made... was we figured out that if you made the wheel round, it went faster. That was it. That was pretty much it. And then in the span of...
that's called common goddamn sense.
Bye, Caleb. We'll see you tomorrow. And then in the span of 50, 60 years, we went from wheel fast to sports cars and computers so advanced. What I'm holding in my hand is so much more advanced than what they had computer-wise for however many years. And how did that happen? How did we go from so little to so much in so little time? Well, one of the theories is
aliens,
the Roswell crash of 1947. If you notice the time period where things started changing, what if we reverse engineered some of the things that they had found? Cheyenne, Earth, an alien experiment.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
But it's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's... very possible. Mm-hmm. But and the thing that always brings me back to the thought that actually might be viable is just look at humanity. Like everything that we do, we usually end up like, what's the term, you be a hero so long, like be live a hero long enough to become a villain,
you die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain.
Exactly. Humanity, you live long enough to fuck everything up, or well, no, you die or you live long enough to fuck everything up for everyone else.
But you know, I hate the theory that just because they're extraterrestrials, they're going to be any better than us. Because if they have anything around,
probably not.
Right. Because if they have free will and shit like we do, then what's to say that they're not as big of an asshole as we are? Maybe just to their own people.
Bigger.
Right.
Probably bigger.
Because they're bigger assholes because they're smarter than us. Take the biggest asshole you know and then make him really smart. Do you think he's going to become a better person? No, he's just going to be he's Jesse Kimball. He's a bigger asshole with a big IQ. So, you know, God bless you, boy. I love you, Jesse.
Wait, so you're talking about Q from Star Trek?
Yeah, exactly. Q from Star Trek is a perfect example. Someone that is so smart and so, you know, if he's the biggest asshole in the show.
In the universe, yeah. Quite frankly, is the biggest asshole that exists in reality.
And I find it so funny that in Star Trek, humans are the ones that search the galaxies for peace and on, you know, diplomatic missions, when in reality, we would be taking over every planet we found. We would be Galactus, just taking over everything and destroying their resources.
Star Trek was the perfect projection of what we thought we want to be, but we'll never actually be. It's like, this is our concept of good.
Well,
and we got to make a fucking a fictional television show around it because we'll never be that.
It was one guy's concept of good, Gene Roddenberry, who, from by everything I've read, believed in like equal rights. I mean, like, you know, he had black people, Asians on the show back at a time when that really wasn't heard of.
Look what Captain Kirk had sex with the green lady.
All the green ladies. But humanity is not that. The moment we start, the moment we go to the stars and we can do it well, and we discover the civilizations, someone's going to try to take that shit over.
The day that we, the day that mankind puts its first foot on Mars, will be the first day that Mars understands racism.
Yeah,
I said it.
You ain't
racism
lying.
Will get there before the flag does,
and that's. Yeah, I can see why the aliens don't talk to us. I remember hearing a joke once upon a time. I forget who it was, but he said the aliens see Earth and say, you know, they're killing each other. One's black, one's white. We're purple. What do you think they're going to do to us?
It ain't going to be good, whatever it is.
So I wait for, I welcome our alien overlords. I really want this to be true. I desperately want the aliens to be here because, and then at least I I feel like then my life has some meaning or something. Because, you know, I grew up wanting this shit so badly. I'm like a kid in a candy store right now. Every time a new video comes out, I'm like, it's like, not that I'm relating to this right now either, but it's like when you meet a girl and you have those initial weeks and months where you don't know what's going to happen. And eventually it fails because all relationships fail and people are terrible. But for that small period of time, you're hopeful that it could last forever. That's me right now with the aliens. I know it's going to end badly. I know it's going to end with me being disappointed. But right now, at this particular point in time, there is hope that this is real. So I am holding on to it. I don't believe in much, but I'm holding it. I'm hugging it close. Can you bring up that picture of me hugging it close?
Yes, I can. Hold on.
This is me. This is me. Yeah. Well, not. Yeah, there it is. That's me hugging it close. That's me not hugging it, and then I'm hugging it. Yeah. I think the red light makes it that much worse, too.
It does. It really does. You are very hopeful, very optimistic. See, I am not. I'm way more cynical than that. I figure, I mean, I am not one to disbelieve the concept of some extraterrestrial life, whatever that may be. I think what we end up doing oftentimes is personifying what that is. Just like we do dogs and animals and whatnot, we personify our own wants and needs and weird shit on other things that can't really like respond in that way. So that's, I think, what's how we do aliens. Frankly, like if I'm thinking about Alien or let's take movies, for instance. One of the movies recently that I really enjoyed was The Arrival because it went around the whole general concept of how people think about like alien movies. That was the one with the dude with, he plays the arrow guy.
Okay. Hawk or, I haven't seen that one when you were, wait.
With the circle riding.
Yes, I have seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And the aliens look like, I don't know, organic versions of the fucking War of the Worlds machines.
Okay, yeah, I do remember that one. Yeah. I thought like you were talking right about there, the Charlie Sheen version.
No. I think that is actually a little bit more proper because we tend to like apply our bipedal bias to aliens and this whole concept of that they give a flying fuck about us.
Well, I feel like for them to master travel like that, they probably have to have some human-like traits.
Why do they?
I mean, just being able to control. I don't know, because my
lizards
puny,
do a pretty damn good job of running across water.
Yeah, but lizards don't fly interstellar, you know, fucking spaceships. But again,
exponentialized. But like, I mean, a rover went up there and we haven't.
My reasoning for that is only because I have a human mind that doesn't comprehend it. But just because I can't comprehend it doesn't mean that it's not a possibility. That's the important thing.
We don't have rocket boosters in our assholes.
But that's
we're not going anywhere.
That's the same reason that I don't completely discount religion, is because just because my human mind can't comprehend the idea that there could be a God or a heaven doesn't necessarily mean that it's not true. I don't think it's true, but fuck if I know.
I can I can, yeah. Wait, what was that you said about religion? You can, you don't what? This.
I don't completely I guess disqualify. I don't completely say, well, religion is 100% bullshit, because just because I can't wrap my mind around a possibility doesn't mean that it's necessarily not true.
So I do. I will disqualify religion all fucking day long
There's a
for one
shock.
reason, for one reason, and one reason alone.
What's that?
Because there is a difference between religion and spirituality. Religion, man, is man-made.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, you're right. I'll give you that.
And I can disprove man-made bullshit all fucking day long.
I think the reason I don't believe in religion is because there are so many religions that claim the same thing but different. Like, there's
Yeah.
you can't have that many one true gods. It just someone has to go. Point is.
Yeah, no, you can disprove religion all fucking day. That's a whole different ball game.
But the idea of a deity, you know what I mean? Like the idea of a deity isn't necessarily something I would ever
Now you're
say that's not
talking
possible.
spirituality.
Right.
That's something completely different.
Right.
Religion is a set of rules to control a populace. Spirituality is an establishment for freedom of spirit and freedom of will.
Religion sucks.
True.
Religion has some, it has some good traits. Some
Does it really?
it does. And
Because
so
I know of a hell of a lot more successful secular organizations than I do religious ones, and there's a lot less child diddling.
I know some people who are religious, though, from Christianity to Muslim and all different ones who are good people who genuinely want what's best for other people. Now, I'm not saying
Yeah,
all religious
I know a
people aren't
few
like
good
that.
Republicans too.
I don't. No, I'm kidding. I'm
Well,
kidding. John Musgrave. Let's give it up for John Musgrave. Oh, anytime I love seeing Tony Gerard's post about John Musgrave the other day because it was very much like we don't always agree on politics. And I was thinking like, no fucking kidding. Anyone that
no
knows both of
way.
you knows you don't agree on politics.
Not at all. I do enjoy that son of a bitch. Like that I enjoyed his classes. I enjoy him as a human, but
Couldn't
I
disagree
also
with him
made my
more.
opinions. I made my opinions very well known in that class.
I think that's why whenever I posted that picture of me and you and said, who are these guys? His reply was, I'm trying to forget, because he knew. He
He's
knew.
probably trying to forget that one particular day where I lost my shit.
Was I there for that? I think that was past my,
Yes.
was I there? Oh,
Yeah.
it's a blur to me.
That I think he was talking about something about
Oh
like
no, I
shitting
know
on
it.
people who
No,
did
I
strikes and shit like that.
Oh no, I thought it was when he said and this was a long time ago. I'm not going to assume that he still feels this way. In fact, I remember us giving him shit for it, and I think he backtracked. But he said something to the extent of all homosexuals were pedophiles or something like that. And we
I
just
remember that one.
tore him apart for that one. Well, I was like,
I
are
don't
you
think
fucking kidding?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's still the same the case. Like,
Yeah, I hope not.
or even shortly even after. I think that was very much a this came out the mouth and within like rational time frame, immediate backtrack.
It's one of those things that once you say it, you're just like trying to suck it back in. Yeah.
Come back here. That didn't expel the way that I'm. It's in here.
Right. Oh, I've been a, yeah, I've had that. John, don't worry. I've had that multiple times. You get an idea in your head, but then when you say it out loud, it sounds so much worse than it was in your brain. We had a
The articulation doesn't match.
I had a teacher, Mrs. Holm. She was my speech teacher in Shawnee, and she said something once, and I think it was a quote from something, but it always stuck with me. And it was, "You are the master of the unspoken word. Once it is spoken, you are its slave." In other
I've heard
words,
that.
you can have all the thoughts you want, but just keep your fucking mouth shut, and you won't look stupid.
That's true. The more you talk, the stupider you look. You'll never sound more smart the more words that come out of your mouth.
All right, guys, welcome to year 6 of Podzilla 1985, where I have done over 1,000 shows, so you can imagine how smart
How
I
stupid you
sound.
look.
Yeah.
Smart face.
More than once it's happened where I will talk to a girl because I'm just like
Or just a human?
a human, but it's usually either like coworkers who find out about me or women that I become interested in because, as I told Lindsay last night, I am on just this chase for something, and I don't know what it is that I'm looking for, but they always find this show, and they always seem to find the most embarrassing things that I do or say on this show, and then they bring it up, and we all have a good laugh about it, but on the inside, I die a little bit.
That's because you do embarrassing and silly things on the show.
That's because
The more of those that you do.
I'm an entertainer. Show them the gif. Tell me this is not entertaining. Look at that. Are you not entertained? Oh, the multi. Oh, you're not gonna have your multi angles here. What are you gonna do? You're gonna be like right beside me.
I might have to
me.
Bring my multi angles with me. Bring I'll it be up. Sitting in your room, and be like, bam.
What do you mean, no, Michaela? Of course you're entertained. Of course you are.
He says no. She graduated. She's that piece of paper makes a person more intelligent.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a permit, so I don't take her seriously. Sorry. That's just
what
me.
About those embarrassing moments on the television? Or wait, television? I guess this is TV. We're just not syndicated.
Yet. I saw
a factoid today that's completely tangential, but the fucking people, those people from France, are still pulling down like $20 million a year each.
Yeah, for residuals.
That's fucking Bud Bundy rich.
I'm still waiting for my KBSI money from all the episodes I appeared on their channel, and I haven't
seen.
What
the fuck is a KBSI?
You remember Fox 23 KBSI? Remember, when we were growing up, we had Channel 3, Channel 6, Channel 12, and Channel 23.
Yeah, there was also that 29 weirdo fucking religious channel, too. And
we're not talking about something. That. We're not talking about that. 49. We're talking about 23.
3 was ABC.
NBC.
6 was NBC. And 23, or 12, 12
was CBS.
Was CBS. And 23 was Fox.
Right. I was on Fox.
What is KBS, what?
KBSI was the name of that affiliate for 23. It was Fox 23 KBSI. Like Channel 6 was WPSD and Channel 12 was KFES.
All those fucking channels are probably owned by that goddamn, what is it called?
Sinclair?
Sinclair backward, that backward ass goddamn hillbilly.
Let me tell you about that real quick. So, you're right. It is owned by Sinclair. And I don't know if I ever told you
this. I know
this.
I'm right.
I don't know if I ever.
That is the moronification of America, is at the basis of Sinclair. If you watch Sinclair TV, fuck you.
Yeah, but okay. But here's the funny part about it. We were on KBSI for months. I had a show on there, right? And that was cool. It was cool being on TV. I loved it. But here's where the problem was. It was owned by Sinclair. And you know what else Sinclair owns? Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor, it was, until AEW came out, was the second biggest wrestling promotion in the United States. So CCW, where I wrestle, started a partnership with Ring of Honor. And we were trading people back and forth. And so they did that through Sinclair. Well, Shannon and Podzilla 1985 were anti-Sinclair, and we did a show shitting all over Sinclair. So before the show came out, I got messages from higher ups in the wrestling biz. I'm not going to say who they were, telling me and Dalton, because Dalton was doing the show with me that night. And they said, you cannot do this show, because if you did a show, this could hurt CCW's relationship with Ring of Honor. And I told
that person,
I don't fucking care. It's my show. Yeah. I'll talk about what I want. And we shit all over Sinclair. Fuck Sinclair.
The only words that anyone should ever speak to a representative of the Sinclair Broadcasting Fuck You Association is go fuck yourself.
Yeah, Dalton.
You fucking shitty cunt.
Dalton and I we tore Sinclair apart that episode. And
I hate Sinclair so much.
I won't lie. CCW stopped working with Ring of Honor not far after that. Was it our fault? Who cares?
I hope it was. I would be proud to associate you if it was. That is the rotification of America is right there. It's a perfect example of it. That's Sinclair is worse than Fox.
Yeah, because Sinclair, I mean, yeah, they're all bad.
Yeah, well, they're Fox does it in fucking back hill ass goddamn automotive shops when people are waiting for the cars to get done. Sinclair fucks people over in the little rural areas where people don't know any better.
So if you guys don't know, basically what Sinclair does is they force these local affiliates to spew whatever crazy right-wing thing they want them to spew. So when Trump was president, they would constantly send these smaller affiliates directions on segments that they had to do because Sinclair was paying for so much.
Had to do.
Yeah.
Had to do.
They were forced to do it.
No so fact.
Right.
No actual news. It's infotainment.
It was biased reporting. And if you've ever watched like some of these channels where they talk about stuff that just seems really controversial. Like, why would they say that out loud? It's because Sinclair made them, because Sinclair was in the was in the pocket of Trump. So yeah, Sinclair is terrible. They're fucking garbage people.
Also, don't search "fuck Sinclair" on Google. Don't do that. It goes wrong ways.
I wouldn't look up "fuck anyone" on Google, because there's someone named Sinclair out there for sure, and she's a porn star.
I'm sure.
And she's getting fucked. Yeah.
That's probably what's happening.
Yeah. A lot of sex out there. You can do that with any name. Look up.
You could actually do Sinclair meme or broadcast group meme.
If you want to have a play a fun game this weekend, listeners, Allison, hello Allison, I will not be nice. Go to Google and look up your name and then put the hedgehog behind it. So like Ryan the Hedgehog, Shannon the Hedgehog. There's always a hedgehog for your name, and it's always creepy. We did one for Dalton, and it was this buff ass hedgehog with his big dick, like in shorts that were so tight, all you saw was the outline of this gigantic dick, veins and all. And I think Dalton was pretty proud of that.
I don't find one for yours with your weird.
Oh, you have to do my my Christian version, I guess.
Is that what we're calling it?
Oh God, I think they just sent me CCW just sent me an email from a potential from a guy that wants to be a wrestler. Oh, I hate these.
Wait, you're a talent scout now too? What is this? Hold on, we need to go down this road. Topic change.
I do it all.
Topic change. What does this mean? What do you need to do?
I'm not going to do shit. I think it's because someone probably emailed CCW, and then it was probably Big Lee decided to forward it to me as a joke, because I think they think that's funny, because I don't do talent scouting for CCW. That's Jason. And at the very least, that's Jason and Brandon, and Dalton helps train them. I don't talent scout. I just write and perform, and everything else Jason doesn't do. But Jason does most everything on his own, and I'm like his right-hand man, so I'm definitely not a talent scout. I'm too tired to be a talent scout tonight.
So what are these types of messages like? Is this like...
So sometimes they're legit. Sometimes it's like, you know, hello, this is my name. I've been doing the independent circuit for years. I wrestled mostly in like the Northeast, Northwest. I'm moving to the Midwest, and I would like to have a tryout with your promotion. Those are fine. It's the ones that are like, hi, my name, Jimmy. Me love wrestling since I was kid. I would be great wrestler. And they have no experience. They have no training. They can't, like, they're not social. They're socially awkward. They think because they like wrestling, they can be a wrestler. I had one guy.
Is that how they speak? My name, Jimmy.
I had one guy. He messaged me multiple times, and I think I still have the emails. And he was talking about, like, he not only did he want to be a wrestler, he was telling us what he was going to do. He told us the angle he wanted to do, what his tag team partner's name was going to be, what his name was. And it was the most edgelord shit you could think of. My name, Jimmy.
Hashtag my name, Jimmy. Let's make that trend.
He would tell us. He told us what he was going to do, and we just never replied to the dude because it was fucking ridiculous. And I can't remember I think Caleb, if he was...
You should have replied.
No, I don't want to encourage these people.
You should have sent him one of your old CWR or...
I can't find him. I don't know where they're at.
Just send him a script back at him. Like, whatever his My Name Jimmy script reads as, you could send him Shannon My Name, like, response. The whole like IR baboon thing and just respond to his insanity with more insanity and just confuse him more.
I should have told him, okay, here's your script. I need you to cut this promo and then send me the video and then just watched it.
You should have done. See, you didn't think long enough on this. Had opportunity.
Kaz, this was when I was younger. This is when I was first breaking into the business. I'm a lot different now. I'm a lot smarter.
You got an email right in front of you. You just got forwarded to
now,
you.
Now, this guy looks
Make
like...
Make use of it.
He might be legit. He might be like a legitimate wrestler.
Won't know until you have him cut a promo for you on video.
That's true. You never know if you're going to make it in the business.
We can show on this show.
I don't know if I do that. If he was an asshole, maybe. I don't want him to embarrass good people. I'll embarrass assholes.
You don't know yet. You'll learn soon enough.
That's true.
You'll learn. You'll actually learn from his promo.
Hey, you know,
from his promo, you'll be like, well, this guy's an asshole. I'm going to show this shit on Podzilla.
You know what? We'll all learn together.
Allison said, you smarter. Smort, Michaela says.
Do you remember when we were in college? You drew that fucking
That sass.
that giant in Tony Gerard's class, that giant billboard. You drew the airplane and the like, oh my God, it was this gigantic. I think there's a picture of it. It was you and that other guy, and you're both holding your markers, and you have this
Oh.
giant thing behind you. I have
Was
that
that
picture
wait,
somewhere.
was that airplanes or was that Smorkules or whatever the fuck it
I
was?
think it was both. I
Like,
think you named him Smorkules, yeah.
yeah, that's that was bad times.
There's a reason that they called us the anarchists of the school.
Yeah,
There's a reason that my John Musgrave wants to forget us. There's a reason that
don't blame him.
we desperately need Hunter Hendricks to come back to the show, because otherwise it's just me and Kaz talking about what assholes we were back in college. But fun.
I most certainly was. And which speaks a lot to the people that appreciated us. Like Tony G's like, I miss you guys. And I'm like, do
Do
you?
you?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure at one time I thought he was fucking my girlfriend, so you know. I really did. I really did. And he was my
That
teacher.
was, I'm gonna say this though. I need to say this. Tony G's class was probably one of my favorite fucking classes that I had at Shawnee, period. Like
Yeah.
he, I think he was probably one of my favorite damn teachers.
Yeah.
Full stop too, just
Right.
because the dude was always real with you. There was no bullshit. There was no smoke being blown up anybody's ass. Tony G always talked to you like you were just another fucking adult and has always been that way. I think he just celebrated his, what, his 30-something year
Yeah.
at Shawnee.
Yeah.
Like, how do you, like, to go a career being that kind of person is fucking solid,
Yeah.
man. Like, very few can say that.
Because we've all changed. Actually, that was one of my favorite things. I don't know if you saw
Have we?
that thread, but when Tony replied, I said, I bet you never thought when you had me as a student that I was going to turn into this pro wrestling entertainer and all that. And he literally said, no, I always assumed you were going to be some kind of like celebrity personality. And I was like, oh, thanks, Tony G. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Why didn't
And
you
the
tell
funny
Vina
thing
that?
is,
Maybe she wouldn't have broken up with me. Hi,
here's the
Vina.
irony though. Tony said that, but Tony actually has
He's the celebrity.
he's a celebrity. That
Yeah.
motherfucker was on Monster Quest. Which, here's a fun fact. When me and my wife Jane were early in our relationship, we were just like chilling one night, just kind of watching TV and shit as couples do. She had crashed out, and we happened to be watching Monster Quest. No other reason other than it was just a fun, entertaining show of bullshit to watch. Watching it. About halfway through, I hear this voice. I look up. And there's Tony G with that top knot. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. And I reach over and I'm like poking Jane. I'm like, hold on, here's Tony G. This is my teacher. And she just kind of like rolls over and forgive me, babe, if I get this wrong, but she had said something like, oh, bullshit. Just rolled over. But Tony G was on Monster Quest.
And he's been in a lot of movies. He's in a lot of indie
Yes.
films and shit. So yeah.
He was on Last of the Mohicans. I think he was one of the dead bodies out on the field.
Hi, Samantha. Yeah.
Hello, amigos.
Hola. Yeah,
Hola.
Tony. I like Tony a lot. Tony and John Musgrave. And honestly, I can't remember many of my other teachers. I remember one in particular, but I don't want to mention her name because
No, that one's not good.
she tried to get me
Not a good
tar she
memory.
tried to get me tar and feathered. And what's funny is she was incredibly liberal. So everyone that always accuses me of like being liberal and like, oh, you always side with the liberals, not with her. I tore her apart in public for her bullshit, and I literally had death threats. Kaz and
That was it.
I believe we're the only two students at that school that ever got death threats. So,
Yep. That was
yeah.
fun. And that was from both sides. Like, I didn't give a fuck. She was a perfect example of the problem on the opposite
On the
side
left,
of the
yeah.
coin, on
Yeah.
the left. Like, that's where motherfuckers can't be having nice things. That's why we can't have nice things. It's stupid people on both sides.
We absolutely cannot have nice things. That is absolutely true.
But then we had Mr. Peek, who was pretty cool.
Oh,
He was
Bobby.
a government teacher.
I remember, I love Bobby Peake.
Bobby Peek. That's a good dude.
He said he walked out. The only movie he ever walked out on was Blazing Saddles. And I said, what? What the fuck?
Why?
What's wrong with you? My favorite thing about Bobby Peake is I was his teacher's aide in
I was
college.
too.
Yeah. You and I blazed the similar path in college. In life, really, we've done so many, because it's the cousin thing. It's the cousin thing.
Hey, what can you do?
So I was sitting there with Bobby when he's grading our finals, and I'm sitting right next to him watching him while he's grading mine. And I kept giving him hints. I'm like, if I get an A, then my GPA is going to be this. And he's like, And I keep doing that. And I'm like, if you give me an A. So when he's finally done, he puts his pen down. He looks at me and says, "All right, you son of a bitch, you got your A. Now get out of here." And I took off, giggling and ran down the hallway. So it was
Your
good.
experience is better. When I was working with him, like when I was doing this teacher's aid thing, like there was this was coming up on 04, I think, when Curious George was running for his second term, and me and Bobby were having like bets on what the Electoral College was going to be. And I can't like actually say like whether or not I was correct. It's been too long ago, but I remember the following day, whatever the answer was, I just remember him coming in and just being like, "Well, fuck."
Those were my favorite teachers.
Too.
Yeah, I
What's
miss
his
those
name that
guys.
used to come out and play like hacky sack with us? Vilela?
Oh yeah, the math teacher, Chris.
Math teacher, yeah. Like the only math teacher I've ever witnessed that says, don't worry about X's and Y's. It's smiley faces and frowns.
I was worried he was also fucking my girlfriend because she was because she
You were a jealous son of a bitch, weren't
I
you?
was so insecure because I just had these big starry eyes for her, and she was really good friends with both of those teachers, and she did absolutely nothing wrong. Like, it was just me, of course. But I got over it pretty quick, and then I became friends with all of those teachers, and then quickly became enemies with a lot of those teachers once we did that editorial.
Well, shit happens when reality hits the when the rubber meets the pavement.
Yeah, there were a lot of good teachers out there. I've often thought about going out and seeing how many of them are still there and saying hi and saying, "See, kids, you can be successful in life. Look at me. I have a podcast."
As shitty as that school was, and it was shitty. Let's not fucking beat around the bush on that. That's a shitty school.
It's a shitty school. Tony knows.
But Tony knows.
Tony knows.
Tony's faced that fucking battle and had to deal with the fallout from that. But even still, there were some good fucking teachers, man.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Bradley, another one. Like,
Miss Home.
computer teacher. Miss Holm,
Miss Home was a
exactly, for
great teacher.
speech.
Yeah.
Yep,
And literature.
exactly.
It was because of Miss Home that I wanted to become a teacher. I mean, she was the reason that I love literature so much, was she had such a passion for it, part of the reason I wanted to be a writer was because she inspired me. And then, Mr. Musgrave, even though he was a Republican cuck back then especially, he was so good at journalism, and he made me want to be a journalist.
He really was.
I'm still a journalist to this day. Part of the reason I do this podcast is because of the journalism thing. Hey, Lauren, I talked
I
about you
threw lots of
earlier.
curse words at that man, and we had our battles,
Right.
but at the same time, he knew his shit.
He didn't know
He
his
knew
shit.
his industry, and there was no question to that.
He taught me about journalism, and he helped me get my first college girlfriend, so I
He
can't make any complaints.
would happily join Sinclair, but he still knew his shit.
Fox Sinclair. All right, we're gonna get out of here. That's gonna do it for us tonight. I gotta go pick up people. So,
I want to play Warcraft. Let's fucking get your
and
ass
I want to
back
play
on.
Warcraft. We're gonna do that tonight because I think Hunter just got back from Orlando. He's tired. That's why he wasn't on the show tonight, because he's jet lagged as hell. I don't know if he's gonna play Call of Duty. Probably not tonight. So we got one more night of
But you know
just
I'm not.
of j
My
yeah.
shit, I don't think I'll ever be playing again, quite frankly.
Hey, Lauren, we're gonna play Warcraft.
What does that mean? Is that an inside joke I'm missing?
I'm trying to get her to play Warcraft with us, so I'm trying to guilt her. We're gonna play Warcraft, Lauren, me and Kaz and Lindsay.
Hello, Lauren, of the
Lauren.
various Laurens out there in the world.
She's the only Lauren.
Join.
She's the only
There she
Lauren.
is. How dare you?
That's our Lauren. Pow. All right, we're gonna get out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in to this completely random. Look, next week, how weird is it that I'm apologizing for the randomness of horse time? And then I'm gonna tell the fans that next week we'll be back to normal because Hunter will be here. So, except Kaz won't.
I may
So
join on the plane. I
that would
might
be
buy
great.
that shitty ass fucking internet that they offer on Alaska Airlines. I might do that.
It can't be worse than Tanner, who's on fucking, Redneck Sinclair.
Yeah.
Redneck
Uber data.
speed. Yeah. All
Uber
right.
data.
So that's going to be next week. We're going to be back on Monday with an all new Nerd Up with Jesse and the gang. Tuesday, I think we're back with plays. Wednesday, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We will, short of another mental breakdown, and we'll be back next Thursday for an all new After Dark. And then Friday, the return of Double H. Actually, it's Triple H. It's Hunter Hendrick's horse, because it's horse time. It's horse time. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you so much. For myself, for the Kaz Man, for everyone in the group chat that hangs out with us every Friday night, thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week. Later. All right. I did not hit stop yet. How embarrassing is that? Okay. It's frozen. Turn off the stream. Turn off the stream. Bye, guys. Yeah.